Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, babe. It's what you need, babe. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. Where lies, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you got a right to be, cause if somebody would have done that to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, eh, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2,
tell
me what y'all to do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your suggestions, rock and rolls in your rolling rock, then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop, 5, 6, get up inside the mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let's rock and roll in your rolling.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I clap. 1, 2,
tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll till your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate.
Good Wednesday evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Miss Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight as I come to you live, be it online or by phone, for tonight's monologue here on Conversations of a Sister. Tonight's topic of discussion is your soulmate is not your lover or significant other. Again, your soulmate is not your lover or significant other. Mean spouse, boyfriend, fiance, husband, he is not or she is not necessarily your significant other. Most of us define a soulmate as a perfect romantic partner that will fulfill every aspect of our being. Soulmates are in sync actually with us. They are supportive, we think, sexy, intelligent, funny, and will be a part of our happily ever after story. That's what a lot of us think that soulmates are. And based upon the emails and the comments that I've seen today, a lot of people are confused. But let me help you out here. Soulmates are the opposite of that, somewhat. The truth is, life is not quite that simple, wherein your soulmate is going to be your happily ever after story. Yes, I'm sorry to say it, but some of you have it twisted, thinking that your soulmate is the love of your life, your husband, spouse, partner, and or lover, when in fact, as I just said, he or she is not. So, one of my readers and listeners asked me, what exactly is a soulmate anyway, Tracy? And what does the term mean in this age of online dating and a fast-paced life? What does it even mean? So, let's take a look at this. A soulmate is a member of your soul family, for we all have souls. That is our very being. these are souls that come into our lives for one reason or another, and they can be family, friends, colleagues, neighbors, yes, and sometimes a spouse, sometimes a lover. It depends. Now, we all have our own romanticized notions of what it will be like when we find true love. And a lot of us think that when we find true love, that person is indeed, in fact, our soulmate. And we want to live that fantasy of the new beginning of the relationship. You know, when relationships are new and in their honeymoon stages of newness, we see it as a fantasy. It's a feel-good feeling. We have those perfect conversations that are once or was once effortless. We have those long talks on the phone all night, sometimes every night, wherein our conversations just flow so easily. But society has it twisted by wanting you to believe that your soulmate is actually the person you'll fall in love with. Society wants you to believe that your soulmate is actually the person that you will marry, and he or she will be your partner for life, when in fact, again, that's not the case. Now, for some of you, this is shocking, but it's true, because there is no fairy tale definition of a soulmate. Some of us have been in many romantic relationships that have eventually ended because we have unrealistic expectations that can and will keep us from actually experiencing true love. We buy into this glossy, shiny definition of a soulmate. And if you do this, what happens is you'll miss out on experiencing the true meaning of being soulmates. When you need to understand that your true love is not your soulmate. I can't make that clear enough. Your true love is not your soulmate. We all want to find our soulmate because we want to find someone that we deeply connect to. But we get so focused on looking for our romantic soulmate that we actually lose sight of the real soulmate. Now, some of you are going to bug out, but this is the truth. Your soulmate is actually right in front of you. In fact, your soulmate is your best friend. Now, this isn't just any best friend. Mm-mm. There is something about this best friend that is different. Now, I have other best friends, but none of them were my soulmates. That soulmate is the person that God gives you that mirrors yourself. I mean, this person mirrors your true self. They're basically your other half. I'm talking you go everywhere together. And if you're not together, people ask where the other one is. When you go places without them, in fact, you don't know what to do with yourself because you're so used to having them in your company. You're together so often, people begin to question if y'all might actually be in a relationship with each other. Now, my soulmate and I, we laugh about that all the time, all the time. Your soulmate, and that's because your soulmate, they know you inside and out. They're the ones that the love of your life will want to meet and get to know because they have the inside track of your entire being. That's how close you are to a soulmate. Now, if this sounds familiar, then some of you know that you have one. If this does not, then you know that you don't. Now, for example, my soulmate and I were very close. I mean, she's like a sister. I mean, but she's like my sister, but she's not like my sister, if that makes sense. Now, for example, we went shopping on Saturday, and I said to her point blank, I need jeans. I really need some jeans. I'm rotating the same jeans. I need some jeans. So she and I went into the store. We went shopping. And when I shop, I lose focus easily. I'll start looking at jewelry, other stuff. But my girlfriend, who's my soulmate, she picked out jeans for me to try on. And don't get me wrong, I turned my nose up. I was turned off and the whole nine. But she did it because she knew my style. She knew what would fit. She knew what I liked. and she knew how it would look on me. And when I tell you, I walked out of this store with four pair of jeans that I was happy with, simply because my soulmate knows me inside out to the point that she became my personal shopper. And that's how she is. We laugh together, we cry together, we share together, and are there for each other. And we pray that our significant others will understand this, simply because we are until death do us part. So now, what's the difference between a soulmate and a life partner? Because I receive emails about that as well. Okay, here it is. A soulmate is someone who is aligned with your soul, and they are sent to challenge it, awaken and stir different parts in you or of you in order for your soul to transcend to a higher level of consciousness. Now, prime example, when I first met my soulmate, we connected. However, we had different views on religion, but they were the same, but somewhat different. And it wasn't until her mother passed away that she was able to meet me on a level where I was spiritually. And at the same time, I was able to guide her into a comfort of accepting or dealing with what had just took place. So when I say that your souls are connected, your souls will truly be connected, because you're there to transcend each other to a higher level of consciousness. Now, a life partner is a companion, a friend, a stable and secure individual who you can lean on, trust, and depend on to help you through life. That's your life partner. And there is a mutual feeling of love and respect that you both have for each other, and you both understand each other's needs and wants. A life partner is also more like a companion. A life partner is more like a companion or a friend that you feel a strong connection to. Now, it may not be a deep soul connection like a soulmate, but there will be a mutual feeling of trust, understanding, and respect. A life partner is someone who is dependable and considerate of your needs and wants. Of course, your life partner is also someone that you are attracted to and that you love and care for emotionally, and I'm going to say on a physical level as well. Now, it is possible to have your soulmate also be your life partner, and it is also possible that you and your life partner can develop a deeper soul connection. It all just depends on which direction you choose to navigate. Now, keep in mind, everyone should have a soulmate, and for a man, it should be another man, and for a woman, it should be another woman. That is when I'm talking on a soulmate, friendship, sister type of level, because a soulmate may be a person whom you feel instantly comfortable with. You don't feel threatened by them in any way, and you want to spend time with each other. You are both willing to grow and learn spiritual things together because you have a deep respect for every part of the other. And most importantly, you can be honest with each other because soulmates will speak truth into your life and into your situation. And the bond is so deep that it's like their opinion almost resonates with yours. I mean, you don't have to be like comedians. You don't have to understand each other's humor, but you should. You may give to different charities, but you have to share a generosity of spirit. Soulmates look forward to conversations and connection. And they look forward to conversations and connections because for them, they can last until the end of time. It's like a soulmate is someone that for real, they mirrors you in every way. My father used to always say about my soulmate and I, he used to always say, y'all love to eat and rap. Eat and rap. That's all y'all do is eat and rap. Eat and rap. Because he knew that when we got together for our dinners or whatever gatherings we had, we could talk each other out the door. Because they share everything about you. They're the person who will bring you to your own attention so that you can change your life or change your course of direction. That's a soulmate. A true soulmate is probably the most important person you will ever meet. They will come into your life to reveal another layer of yourself to you because they have that ability. That's how powerful a relationship with the soulmate is. And as I am talking about this monologue tonight, your soulmate is not your significant other, I hope that a lot of you will start thinking about this subject, this topic. Do I have a soulmate? Is there someone who mirrors me? Because your best friend, your BFF, has been there for you through thick and thin. She's been there through boyfriends and breakups. Still be there, no matter what. If that's not the definition of a soulmate, then I don't know what is. Because I believe that soulmates are not just in relationships, but they're in friendships as well. Even if you marry your sweetheart, he is not your soulmate, as I said, but we have many soulmates in this life, and their purposes are different. But the challenge is to awaken our souls to evolve to a state of consciousness. And our soulmates will always arrive when we are ready for them and not a moment sooner. They arrive when we are ready to learn the lessons that we are destined to fulfill, because we all are destined to fulfill a purpose. And I believe that our soulmates are here to help usher in that purpose, whatever that purpose may be. Because during that relationship, during that fellowship, during those conversations, these are things that you share. You share your goals, you share your hopes, you share your dreams, and they know you better sometimes than you know yourself. They see what you don't see. That's a soulmate. And they really, really go beyond deeper than friendships. Sometimes I think that friendships to consider for them are insults because that's how deep they are. And it's funny because when I think about my soulmate, when I think about the conversations we have, when I think about how she's there for me, when I think about our thicks, our thins, our ups, our downs, I just see it as I just thank God for her because I'm like, wow, I couldn't have asked for anything better. And don't get me wrong, yes, I'll have a man, she'll have a man, we'll have our partners, but I think that they'll have to understand that our connection is just the way that it is. It's the same thing with family. Like, my family understand our connection is just the way that it is, connection. And when the connection is real, other people see that connection. Other people know it because they know and they recognize the fact that that is your other half. That is another part of you. And it is in a way that is unexplainable. So if you're looking for a romantic soulmate or the one, please prepare to be single for a very long time. Because, see, I even see my mom's soulmates, and I think that I saw them before she became a widow. And now that she is a widow, they are like fixtures in her life. And it's funny because they were there before my father, and they are there after my father, because a soulmate can last a lifetime. Yes, believe me, and for those of you who are just tuning in or listening to this show, your soulmate is not your significant other, please catch this on the rewind, because they are not. Your soulmate is your best friend, that person that mirrors your very image. And my soulmate, yeah, she's a badass heifer. And for those of you who know me personally, you will know that she has to be. In the meantime and in between time, I thank you for tuning in for tonight's discussion. And remember, the conversations are never ending and always continuing on my blog, which can be accessed through my website at www.readywriterproductioncompany.com. Join me next week for my topic and special guest, negative images of black men and women in our community. But only my guest next week turns it into a... I thank you for tuning in, and until our souls meet again, good night, be well, and bye-bye.
Looking in the mirror, an open face, you let me.